Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Republican candidate, Norfolk State Representative Dan Winslow, is expected to become the first GOP candidate to enter the special U.S. Senate race to replace John Kerry today. So far, when it comes to the Republican Party, the news has been more about who's not running than who is. Ever since Scott Brown stunned the GOP with his announcement he would not try for the Senate again, Republicans, one after another, have ultimately given the race a pass. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice keeps the scorecard. Who's in and who's out?
Here's who's out. Former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healy, Mitt Romney's son, Tag, Worcester County Sheriff Lou Evangelitis, and former State Senator Richard Tesei. All of them have said over the last few days they are not running. Republican political consultant Meredith Warren is not surprised.
We're looking at the same landscape that we faced just 3 months ago. The GOP got completely creamed. And Scott Brown, who was our best shot candidate, looked at that landscape and said, it's not doable. So it's very hard to imagine a rock star candidate out there right now who could look at that landscape and see anything different.
But some candidates do see an opportunity, and they've been talking to the new chairman of the Massachusetts Republican Party, Kirsten Hughes.
Yeah, there are a couple of folks who reached out to me personally, Dan Winslow, who's a state representative, and then also a gentleman down on the South Shore from Cohasset. His name is Gabriel Gomez.
Gomez has been meeting with Republicans in Washington, and he's been impressing them. He's a principal in a Boston private equity firm, Advent International. He's a graduate of the Naval Academy and the Harvard Business School, a former Navy SEAL and aircraft carrier pilot. According to Federal Elections Commission reports, Gomez actually contributed $230 to the Obama campaign in 2007. In the last election, though, he contributed $2,500 to Mitt Romney and joined a group that funded a documentary accusing President Obama of taking too much credit for killing Osama bin Laden. This morning, State Representative Dan Winslow is expected to announce whether he's going to run. When Mitt Romney was governor, Winslow was his legal counsel. Congressman and Democratic candidate Ed Markey predicts Republicans will give Democrats a tough race.
I'm quite confident that the Republicans are going to find a very strong candidate to be a very vigorous contestant trying to win this seat.
An advisor to Markey's Democratic opponent, Congressman Stephen Lynch, says his team fully expects the GOP to have a strong candidate. But on the Republican side, not everyone is so sure. Scott Brown rocked the party by pulling out of the race the day after he pulled all the stops to make sure his candidate, Kirsten Hughes, was elected chairman. The party has yet to do any of the rebuilding necessary to compete effectively with the formidable grassroots organization of the Massachusetts Democratic Party. And one Republican political consultant says the New England soil is not favorable to his party and predicts this race will see what he calls only second-tier Republican candidates. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.